Very much.
by the triviality. Everything. Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Popo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
For them, I don't know why. Guess I got too much trust. They pretending that they know me. They trying to fool me, acting like we're homies. But I just want someone that knows me. Got my back like a shadow. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth? Nothing to start with, so don't you think that it's my fault if I'm feeling this hard and you try to make me feel small. But you cannot contain me. I swear I used to have faith in you, but I was too patient. Why do you break me? Don't you know it hurts? Why do you take me for granted? Aren't I worth more to you? More to you? Aren't I worth? Touch me, cause I'm fragile, I'm crumbling. Wanna make music, y'all bump it, and you'll laugh at me, they'll laugh at me. I don't understand what it's bound to be, what it's supposed to be. I just want someone that knows me, knows me, knows me, please. Someone that knows me. Yeah.
soon. Your time has come. Well, you stick around and linger on. Start thinking about the world to come. Start thinking about the world to come, all right. Start thinking about the world to come. Start thinking about the world.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The one for me. Yeah, if I could Look at your hands, and you got nothing. All this work you done, and you got nothing. The world demanded much of you, and it all piled up when you said yes you will. But you're more than that, and what they say you. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway. I never said that I thought I was entitled. All these different ones being stuffed inside my mouth. Quit telling me what to say, what to think, how to feel, and who to be. Don't come looking for me, 'cause you won't find me. So stop holding on to what they're saying, and start looking up to what comes running. Let it go, the world never knew you anyway. Anyway.
About glory, and it's not about roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Just another of your many friends. I sick of never getting closer to you. Thank you.
deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale,
and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.